Welcome back to Randy Miller's Kansas City. I am Randy Miller, and Michelle Reif is here, along with Bill and Shelley. And they're all ready to help you find your perfect home or build your perfect home at Woodland Trails. Check it out at woodland-trails.com. So, Michelle.
Yes. So
I have had many realtors in my life because I get fired a lot and I move around the country. But the one thing that realtors have, and really good realtors, you really develop a great relationship with your clients. You know, it's not like you have a realtor for every home. You usually have a realtor. We had one realtor for like 20 years.
Right.
And that's got to be a special relationship, huh?
Well, your clients become part of your family.
Yeah,
sometimes.
Yeah. And so when you build a brand new community like Woodland Trails, I would imagine you go back and you know a list of exactly the kind of clients that are looking for those kind of properties.
Well, it's really true. And, you know, Woodland Trails is such a large footprint, 500 acres. That's going to amount to 11, 12 phases. So it's a large-scale plan development that's going to go on for a long time.
Well, let's talk about that. Why is it better to get into a situation like that as opposed to some other kind of development?
Well, there's a lot of power in new.
Yeah.
And so when you have a developer that's committed to a community of that size and that scale, they're going to be in there ensuring that everything looks good. They're going to be continually investing into that community.
Yeah.
And they're going to be sustaining that brand. So there's a lot of activity that's going to be going on that's going to continue to renew that community and keep it fresh. And so the thing that really drives resale prices up is construction costs.
Right.
And so every time a new phase goes in, construction costs go up, and you know all boats rise with a rising tide. So when those prices come up and that new phase goes in, the people who bought and built a home in those early phases are going to benefit that from that. So their homes tend to build equity quicker than your average resale does.
And Jim and Michelle Reif are behind it, so it's not like you guys aren't leaving town anytime soon. So you know you've got that reputation and that.
We'll be Jim will be building houses from the retirement center.
That's right. But that is a good point about resale. And now, do you remind your clients about that too? Because I know they get, you know, there's a lot of excitement when you're building a home or buying a home and you've got, you know, hey, we're in the right school district. We got the right amenities. There's walking trails, all this kind of stuff. But then you do have to kind of bring it back to the practical side of that and say, this is also why it's good for your portfolio.
Well, most people's homes, most of their wealth is tied up in their home.
Yeah.
So it's the most important investment that you ever make.
Well, and one thing along those lines is we've been doing this out there for 2 years now. We got 75, 79 homes that are up. We already have homeowners that bought on the front end that are wanting to upgrade and move on to the third phase.
Really?
And so
that's interesting.
They are seeing the power of what Michelle's talking about this big footprint, this longevity. They want to capitalize on that. They love it out there. They can see their families growing out there. We're one of the few communities where you can start at in a two-story home, and as the years go by, upgrade and go into your final home, whether that be a reverse or a ranch. Hmm. But I think it's very powerful when we see that people that have been out there for a year, year and a half now, they've already picked out their new home site. They've already wanted to modify their plan again. They've wanted to take the next step in investing in that community for the second time.
That's cool.
And they can because their original home already has equity in it, and they're going to make money.
That
is true because construction costs have gone up over the last couple years. So since they got in, they've already seen an appreciation in their home, which is sometimes very unheard of in a new home community.
Yeah.
Because you're always fighting the construction side of it.
Right.
The cost of that. So,
and Shelley, is that the kind of the urgency that you were talking about in terms of getting in? And
Bill and I finished out Michelle and Jim's last subdivision, and
Woodland Shores.
Woodland Shores.
Which, by the way, if you haven't gone to that website, woodlandshores.com, what a beautiful development.
It's stellar.
Yeah.
But when people first started buying in that development, you could get in there for about $350, $375.
Right.
Our last year was averaging about $540.
Wow.
So when you talk about appreciation and value in a home, that speaks volumes when people can walk away with that type of equity.
Over what period of years for that?
11, 12 years.
Really? That's amazing. Oh, that's pretty cool. Well, let's talk about design a little bit here, because that's another feature that if you go to Woodland Trails, all of that is kind of done for you, right? You can get help, and you got your own architects, you got your own designers.
Right.
I mean, that's from start to finish, you don't need to go anywhere else.
We do. We have an entire team assembled, starting the first person that you'll encounter when you come out to Woodland Trails is going to be Shelley or Bill, or we have another lady that sits there with them, and her name's Leanne. All three of them are seasoned professionals, and they really understand new home sales, and they can handhold and walk that client through. They're also extremely friendly with other realtors. They do a lot of work with, you have a buyer's agent. They are very friendly to work with your buyer's agent as well. So they can take you through that whole process.
So you can come out with a buyer's agent or come out by yourself.
Right. And they probably, half have an agent and half don't have an agent.
Right. Yeah.
But they're very comfortable working with you however you want to do it. And then the thing that they're so great at is talking to the consumer, talking to that client about, you know, what they're looking for, what they haven't been satisfied with.
Right.
You know, and getting to know that client on a level and you know what? I know exactly who you need to talk to. We have two builders that I think would really click with you. Let me set up an appointment and you can interview both of them. And each one of them have, you know, special things to bring to the table, their particular styles. They all have their own sets of plans and they all have their own approach. So they're very good at helping clients, you know, help facilitate that entire process for them.
Well, you were telling me a story earlier, Michelle, about you and Jim sitting down with a client and talking about, you know, designing and what do I need. And Jim just starts sketching something out.
Well, that's one of Jim. Jim, as far
that's
as
pretty
Jim,
good.
That's one of his biggest strengths is design. He's really kind of an artist at heart.
Yeah.
I mean, he's an engineer, but he's really an artist at heart. And so he puts a lot of his, of creativity into everything he does. And I've seen him do it a million times. I mean, he sat down just this week with some customers who just talked to him. And while they're talking, he's sketching. And by the time they were done, he showed him what he had drawn, and he had basically drawn their dream home.
Wow.
So we have that. That's the advantage of working with a really, truly gifted builder. You know, they can bring those things to the table, and it's really can be, people are afraid of building a home, but it can be one of the best experiences you've ever had.
Well, and, you know, you're talking about building your dream home. What speaks better to that than what you were talking about, Bill, the people that moved into Woodland Trails in phase one that are now looking at the next phase?
Yeah, we go to great lengths to establish a relationship with people that where we get in, we know their family, we know their wants, their likes, their dislikes. A lot of it's you just have to listen.
Right.
So many times people are just trying to sell something.
Right.
And that's not what we're about. We're trying to connect the dots for these folks in their next home. So we have to listen a lot. And then from listening, we can tell that this builder or that builder is going to be the perfect set for them. And they don't have to sacrifice what they want just because it's not readily available, we can make that happen for them.
Hey, Shelley, what are people looking for in terms of amenities now? What do they want in their house, like the trends?
They still want the wide open space.
Yeah.
I'm seeing kind of a flashback to lighter cabinets, lighter floors. We have young families even going in the reverses because they like the layout and the space and the longevity of that floor plan.
And I guess, really, if you haven't seen anything like that, you don't have anything to compare it to. And that's what's great about Woodland Trails. You got a little bit of everything out there in terms of design and floor plans. And so, you know, you might have clients that walk through there and say, I like something in that house. I'd like that. And then I'd like something in that house.
And that happens all the time.
Yeah.
We have people that go through the parade of homes and they love this kitchen, but they love that living room.
Right.
They bring their little plans back to a builder and they'll sit down and from scratch, they'll piece it together and make it uniquely theirs.
That's pretty cool. Is that kind of what you're seeing too, Michelle?
Yeah, I do. And people are looking for the whole package. You know, living a healthy lifestyle is on everyone's radar these days.
Yep.
And so Woodland Trails, a community like that really offers people a lot in that We have the homes that they need. We have the builders they need. We have the team that can put it all together. And then we have an amenity package and an outdoor lifestyle to offer them. So, you know, we're really trying to turn their lives inside out and expand their living space beyond just their own home. So, you know, one of our slogans is, you know, the fun begins just at the end of your driveway.
That's right. That's good.
And so Woodland Trails offers this amenity package that brings people into the outdoors, and it enriches their lives, and it also gives them a place where they can interact with their neighbors.
Well, and you're right across the street from the James A. Reed Park. I mean, you got that. You're in the Lee Summit School District. Everything is covered in terms of, you know, practicality.
It really is. It's the whole package, and it's in a community that's going to continue to grow and renew itself for many, many years to come.
We got a big deal going on at Woodland Trails. We'll tell you more about that. We will continue right here at Randy Miller's Kansas City on KCMO.